Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, March 8th, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. Thanks so much for being here. Hope you're doing well this morning. Where are they now? We've got an interview this morning I'm super excited about. Longtime host of the show, Greg Wyckoff, is with us in the studio this morning. Just where are they now catching up? Greg, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, brother. This is such a blessing to be here. It's an honor to see you in that seat. You know, God will talk about it. God had a plan, and we'll probably talk about the plan he had for me. So I'm super excited about this interview.
That's awesome. I am too, and we've talked about it a couple of times. We're trying to get you on, but just timing schedules, you know, hey, life is busy, and we all have different schedules, but glad it finally worked out, and here we are. Likewise, just thank the world of you, and very appreciative of all your insights over the last year or so, and just looking forward to hanging with you this morning and hanging out and talking about what God's doing in your life.
We have 2 hours, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll, you know, if we have to go over, we'll go over. They'll forgive us, you know. Awesome. Well, hey, listen, back on it on Sunday morning. Greg Wyckoff in studio this morning, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes breaking it down and talking with Greg. Back on Sunday morning, I'm Shaw Gage in with you. Greg Wyckoff in studio with us this morning. We were talking just a few minutes ago off air, but Jeremiah 29:11 is kind of the verse God laid on my heart this week and just for this situation. But it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And if I could think of any verse that would be more applicable to our story and your story, my story separately and then also collectively, I just think that's a great verse with our situation. So, Greg, just jumping right in, man, what's been going on the last year or so? I know I've been doing this about a year, but tell us what God's been doing in your life over the last year or so.
It's been really busy work. I have grandchildren that just keep coming,
wow,
which is a true blessing,
man.
And then Rock the Flock Radio, and how God has just blessed it, man. He has blessed my life. He's blessed the show. He's blessed me at work, and I thank him every morning. I start every day with the Lord's Prayer, because I said, Lord, I want to start my day right, and I don't want to complain. I don't want to ask. So I went to the Bible, and I start with the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
And I can see how my life changed.
Mm.
And I started that about a year ago.
Really?
So that's right on topic.
That is. That really is.
And it's just been an amazing journey from Mixed Sunday Morning to Rock the Flock. People asked me, said, how can you walk away from something so big?
Right.
And I had to kind of really, the only answer I could give them, I said, have you ever heard the story of Jabez?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And not that I had any kind of a big city, but how could Jabez walk out the back door,
mm-hmm,
and leave all of that? Because he knew, yeah, God had a plan.
God did have a plan.
And it wasn't just for me, Shaw. It was for you, too.
Absolutely.
Because we talked off air. And what's been going on the last year, you have been hosting this show.
Right.
And from everybody I talk to and from what I hear myself, God has blessed Mixed Sunday Morning with you.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. Very kind words. I'm just humbled and honored to be here each and every week and just trying to be an encouragement myself. But, you know, it's funny. You said everybody's got a plan, and sometimes we don't, and it doesn't make sense to us, and it comes out of left field. And that's the way this came for me to come to Mixed. But you and I met, you know, away from the radio through work, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. That's a really cool story that I like to share with people as well. But, man, but you set the bar, right? And you really just The people that I've talked to on the Sunday morning, they go, man, you got big shoes to fill. Yeah. I'm like, man, I'm just going to be me and do my thing. But, you know, you and I were talking about that is, you know, God gives us each gifts. I share with you my nephew. He loves to say, hey, everybody's got a superpower, right? What is that gift? What is that superpower? And, man, you have your style. I have mine. But, man, it's all for the glory of God. And it's just cool to see what you're doing and, man, stepping out in faith and rock the flock and kind of changed, not didn't change audiences, but just changed potential audiences, right, through moving to a sister station and kind of taking that on?
And I did. Well, really, the last 6 months of Mixed Sunday Morning, I was started interviewing Christian independent artists. I saw where they didn't have a home. I saw how excited they were when they heard their music play. They're in the car going to church, mm-hmm. and to see their family get so excited. I went home and I told my wife, I said, something has to be done. And that's where Rock the Flock was not born, but that's when it started, because they had to have a place,
right,
where their music could be played, where their testimonies could be heard. And my words are they are protected because I pray over them. Wow. I pray over those artists.
Yeah.
That God would bless them, that he will bless their pen, that he will bless the instruments they play, and that he will open doors to audiences that they would never imagine.
Yeah.
And I stay 3 months booked out on the show.
Wow.
Next week, I have an artist in Sweden that I'm interviewing, so I have to be up here at noon to do that interview because that's 8 p.m.
Right.
in Sweden. They're artists in Canada, all across the United States, Mexico, I'll add Sweden, Africa, Holland. It's just a blessing, man.
Man, that is awesome. And you know, when the Lord's moving, man, it'll blow your mind. We've talked about that before as we've gotten to know each other, and all you got to do is trust him in those situations. But it's just so cool, man, like yourself, just to feel that stirring, and to other people, it may not have made a lot of sense to make a move, and I mean, everything's good, and it's comfortable. But when we step out of that comfort zone, man, that's when God really allows us to grow and become who we are in him. So that's awesome. Hey, we're going to take a break right here. We're going to come back and dig in a little bit deeper with Greg Wyckoff this morning on Sunday morning. And Greg, thanks again for being here, and looking forward to catching up a little bit more here on the other side.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. See you guys here in just a few minutes. Back on Sunday morning, I'm Shaw Gage, hanging out with our good friend Greg Wyckoff this morning, former host of Mixed Sunday Morning. I guess they've shortened it to Sunday Morning now, so I don't know what that means. But, you know, anyway, same show, just different guy, different voice. But Greg is taking Rock the Flock, and, man, he has expanded his horizons. And just have him in this morning, just catching up and finding out what the Lord's doing in your life. And just backing up a little bit, Greg, I just kind of wanted, as I was thinking through this, kind of ask you, you know, how did you know? Because people out there listening may be going through something similar. I feel a tug. I feel that stir you were talking about in the last segment, but how did you know that was like God stirring you? I mean, what was that like?
Well, you mentioned something, coast to coast. Probably 20 years in my life, I knew that whatever God had for me would be coast to coast. It couldn't have been any other way than the Lord speaking to me. Well, in my impatience, over these 20 years, I would force it. Mm-hmm. I'd force myself through the door. Or I went down a door one time and I thought it was going to be the door. It was going to be national TV, national radio based out of Chicago, and they wanted me. Mm. But the name of their network, One Love Network, was to cover the relationship between the two men that were talking to me. They said that God's love covered them in a relationship that is unbiblical. Mm. And I had to walk away, and I was devastated.
Yeah.
We move forward, and I'm still thinking, God, still, what can I do for you coast to coast? So Mixed Sunday Morning starts. Well, I come up here and And I wanted to rock the flock show, but it would back then it was for Christian rock, rap, and hip hop to combat what kids listen to these days, to tell them, yes, there's an alternative artist that sounds like a secular artist, but they're singing about Jesus. And that didn't fly the first round here.
Right.
And I thought, well, Lord, here we go again. I know there's still something. And I didn't understand it. Well, now I do. Because it was all along, it was for this show, for Rock the Flock. Because it is literally, it's coast to coast, and it's touching people's lives. It's what I love to do. It's more than what I could have imagined.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's kind of funny, too, how when I talk about on the show a lot that if you just trust the Lord, trust in His plan, and walk away from your plan, because right. Our plans lead us to destruction. That, you know, that is, we stumble, bumble, we go the long way to get right back to Him.
Yeah, so true.
So just trust, if you're listening, just that's my thing, just trust. Trust in God's plan.
Yeah. And His timing too, right? Because sometimes that timing, that messes with the plan and we want it now.
It does,
right?
Yeah. We live in a now world.
Amen. Yeah, we do.
When we walk out this door, everything is now.
Instant. Gotta have it now.
It's to be happy now. It's to get it now. If there's nothing about waiting.
Right.
But Shaw, as Christians, we know the best thing that we wait for is Jesus splitting that sky wide open.
Oh, man.
And when He comes back to take us home. Mm-hmm. And that's worth waiting for. That's worth stepping into anything we have to step into when we walk out of this studio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right on. And it's that patience. It's that waiting. And, you know, the early American philosopher or late American philosopher, I'll call it, Tom Petty, always said the waiting is the hardest part. Right. And I love that. I mean, it's so true. And it doesn't matter what you're going through. I mean, it just always seems like that waiting is the hardest part. But that's where we've got to stop and just trust Him even more. Right. Because it's not always a yes or no. Sometimes it's a wait. And man, for me, that's like the hardest part. But, you know, it's cool. And like you're saying, you said there and thought this thing in Chicago. And then when you're the first attempt at Mixed Sunday Morning, you thought this is it. And there's been things in my life too where I go, this is what I'm supposed to do. And then it goes away. That didn't work. But you also look back and go, well, you know, I learned what not to do, right? I love the quote when I used to teach school. I taught science, middle and high school science, and I would share about Thomas Edison, you know, invented the light bulb, right? And people would, you know, he failed many, many times in how to get the filament just right and get everything right. And he failed over 1,000 times trying to make this light bulb. And somebody asked him once he finally figured it out and it was this invention and he got all this praise. They said, yeah, but how did it feel to fail so many times? He goes, I didn't fail. He said, I just found 999 ways to not make a light bulb. And I said, man, what a great perspective. Great perspective there. So thankful you were patient. And man, we're going to talk here in just a few minutes about kind of our connection and how we came together, because here it is, like Greg's praying through this. He's done this attempt in Chicago, and I'm hearing some of this, but and then, you know, coming here to Mix Sunday Morning, and then kind of just, and then it finally takes off, right? And you start getting this groundswell of support and artists that really want to be a part of it. And it's a fantastic, fantastic thing that you're doing. And I just applaud you tremendously, because that group of people, man, they need a voice. They need a stage and an avenue to get their music out there. And so thank you for stepping in and having that patience and that willingness to be obedient.
Anyone know something funny real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Now that Rock the Flock is taken off, there's now I know that there's more now.
Right.
There's something bigger to come.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm praying about. Lord, just lead me. Like I asked the Lord I pray that the Lord will send the artist, not just to knock on doors, but to send them to the right door to knock on. That is my prayer for this show, that I don't aimlessly run, that I walk in faith to that door.
Right on.
And that He will open it.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that. I like that a lot. Man, so awesome. Greg Wyckoff in studio with us this morning, just talking life and man, what it's all about and impact. And, man, so happy for you and what's going on. We're going to take a break, pay some bills, and we're going to come back here on the other side and talk more with Greg on Sunday morning.
Amen.
Back with you on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage, hanging out with our good friend Greg Wyckoff, former host of the show, and man, just honored to be in your presence and to be with you, the guy that built all this, and just really had a stirring in his soul. And you know, a little over a year ago, Greg, I know we've shared this story together, but I just think it's a fun one to talk about. But a little over a year ago, October of 24, I was sharing with a couple of guys, one of my customers out in Bessemer, Alabama, about my cancer journey, and one of them had never heard that story, and I shared my testimony with him and just where God just, man, saved my life in a lot of different ways on October 30th of 2012. And I was just able to share that, and that young man just looked at me, and most people said, man, you need to write a book. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just a lazy writer. But I just have never done it. And Montez looked at me and said, no, man. He said, you need to start a podcast. I said, what? I don't even know what that is at the time. And so I just started praying through it. And over a few weeks, I talked to my neighbor, Michael Brandon, who is here, Mix 106.5, and was just like, man, how would you start a podcast? And we started talking about some ideas and different things. And then fast forward about a month, it was early December. It was a Friday night, and I walked outside, and he was out there. He said, hey, I want to ask you a question. And I said, what's going on? He said, you still thinking about the podcast? And I said, well, yeah, but, you know, I'm just being quiet about it. The Lord just told me to get quiet. I'm just praying through it, making sure it's something that he wants me to do and not me trying to do a podcast, right? And he looked at me and he said, well, I'm going to ask you a question. He said, don't laugh at me or slap me or any of this, but he said, we've got an opportunity that might work. And I didn't know you at the time, but he said, we've got a gentleman that's been hosting this radio show and Mix Sunday Morning, and he's moving on to a bigger signal so he can do the coast to coast, as we talked about in the last segment. And he said, we've been trying to figure out what we're going to do. And I thought about you and wondering, you know, you want to do a podcast, but would you be interested in hosting a Sunday morning radio show from 8 to 11? And I said, no. Like, I've never even called in a radio station, but in my soul, I'm laughing, like, because I know that the Lord's tugging and there's something moving. You know that stir you were talking about. So as you were praying through this and God was stirring in your life, man, he was stirring in my life too. And I remember on that Friday night telling Michael, I said, all right, look, yeah, give me 2 weeks. I want to pray about this. And I'm going to be like hardcore about praying about this. And so he says, no problem. And that was on a Friday night. 5 days later on Wednesday, I'm walking through a plant down here in Childersburg, Alabama, and I meet a gentleman who I know is from Sylacauga, Lynn. I said, Lynn, what do you know about the radio station there? I'm just trying to trust but verify. I don't know anything about radio. He goes, I don't know anything, but let me call this guy on the other side of the plant. And he picks up the phone and dials across the plant and talks to this guy on the other end and says, hey, why don't you talk to Shaw with Nexair? They sell us some of our gases and welding stuff. And but he says, I don't know much about it, but you still hang out with those guys. And this gentleman on the other side apparently says yes and send him my way. And so Lynn says, go across the plant and this guy will tell you whatever you want to know. So I drive across the plant and I walk through the door and I introduce myself. And he said, what do you want to know? And I told him everything we were just talking about, this podcast and my neighbor saying the Mix 106.5 radio show on Mix Sunday morning. And and this guy just looks at me and goes, now, how did you get here? And I said, Lynn, just, and I almost thought I was in trouble. Like, am I in the principal's office? You know? And, but anyway, I just told, and it was you, you know? And, you know, I told you, I said, man, I've just, you know, Lynn sent me over here and, you just looked at me and man, you kind of got this expression and you go, man, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm that guy. And I was like, what? And you're like, I'm Greg Wyckoff. I've had the show on Mix Sunday Morning for the last several years. And like, I've been praying that God would send somebody like to take this thing over because it's my baby. And I remember you looked at me and you said, man, I'm not telling you it's your show, but it's your show. Like, man, step out. And it was just our first meeting, but just what a cool motivator it was for you to just give me that charge right out of the gate. So I know I just talked a lot about me, but man, tell me about, from your perspective, what was that like when I walked through the door? I mean, what were you thinking?
It was just validation. It was thank you, Lord, because here you go once again. You know, I'm the burning bush guy.
Right.
You know, I have to see it.
Absolutely.
You know, I know faith is technically the evidence of things unseen, but God knows he created me to see things. So he He walked you right into my office.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
And I was not shocked. And I'm a quiet person, but I really didn't have words to say because I was really just humbled before the King. Mm. That God, how great you are. Because I was worried about it. Because I prayed about it. God, who are you gonna put in this seat? Mm. Because it's a powerful tool. Because I don't understand. I don't know who's listening. I know you don't know who's listening.
Right.
But for some reason, God has appointed us to be on air. Mm-hmm. Because there's somebody out there that doesn't need to hear Greg or Shaw, but they need to hear the Lord through us.
Absolutely.
And whatever guest we have on the show,
yep,
that they're going to say something that will change someone's life.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought it was really neat that God did that, that we knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But if people, sometimes when people have those interactions happen in life, it may take them a year to look back and say, only God could have done that. Mm-hmm. And for me and you, Shaw, he did it.
Oh, yeah, he did. And it was pretty instant. Like when we're literally sitting in your office, I was like, I mean, it's on, right? We're going to do this. And I continued to pray for another week and a half just because I told Michael 2 weeks. But, man, it was pretty rock solid at that moment. I knew and you knew. It was just like, okay, God doesn't make mistakes. There are no coincidences when it comes to that kind of stuff. And one in a bazillion people on this planet, if that's even a number. But I walked into your office. God led me. It wasn't Shaw. Like you said, it wasn't Greg. It wasn't Shaw. It was God just literally brought us together and said, here's, and he gave you peace about it. He gave me peace about it. And now here we are over a year later and just going, man, look what God's done with you and Rock the Flock. And it's so cool because I used to live in Middle Tennessee and I'm hearing a lot of good things about that. I know some of the people that you've interviewed and played their music. And I just think it's cool. And it's allowed me on my side to get out of my comfort zone. I mean, I'd never been on the radio before. Never even called into, like a radio show or even requested a song in high school. You know, and we used to have people, some young people probably going, what are they talking about? But it's just cool when you step out in faith and you get out of your comfort zone and trust the Lord, y'all. That's where you grow. That's where you become better. And, and the Lord will use you, right, in a mighty, mighty way.
Amen. Because I've heard people say that you are a preacher on the show. And don't take that lightly.
Right.
That's an honor that God has put you here to proclaim his word.
Yeah.
And what is in his word. And to direct people like you already have in this show, because we can't go wrong if we direct people to Jesus.
Well, right on.
Because he is the answer to everything.
Everything.
And I've said it sitting in that seat there many times on two different shows. He's in front of you, leading the way, taking care of things that we worry about. We worry about it out in front of us, and he's already clearing the path. Well, guess where he is too? He's behind us cleaning up the mess that we make every day. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
And then on that narrow path that we have to walk, he's on each side keeping us in between the line. Mm. So that's, Shaw, thank you for doing what you do.
Mm. Oh, man, you're
way. That the show is all about Jesus.
Yeah.
Because he's the answer to any pain, any suffering, any addiction. He is the answer to every high, every low. He's it.
Yep. 100%.
Not just for who's listening, but for their children the children mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
They go through a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just share a quick story real quick. In Minnesota, if you're in the news, it's fraud, it's all this and that. But 2 weeks ago, it came out that 3,300 children were recovered. Unaccounted children
Wow.
were recovered. How does a child become unaccounted? Mm. But thank the Lord that, you know, we don't see that on TV anywhere. They're not, that's not on the news.
No.
But when the border czar himself puts that out. So we just need Jesus, man. We need Jesus in this world.
We do. We do. And we talk about this from time to time on the show, but, you know, it's I want to fix it. Men, you typically have that mindset. I got to fix it. I want to, you know, and we do. We want to fix it, but, man, it's such a big problem. There's so many things out there, but I always say, man, it's all I can do is my part, and I can have one conversation at a time, and it starts with you, and it starts with me, and that's how we begin to change the world. There's going to be evil out there. There's going to be bad out there. I'm not saying it's justified, but, man, the answer is Jesus to all that, right? And we can get distracted and think, oh, well, it's Democrat, Republican, it's white, black, it's gay, it's straight, it's y'all. That is just, that's just garbage. That's just distraction. And it's either Jesus or it's not. And that's all that matters to the end of the day. And listen, I talked to my mom the other day, and we were just talking through some stuff. And she said, you know, you remember when you went back to school? And I needed to hear this. It was, I think it was Wednesday afternoon. I was driving home. And she said, you know, you had gotten out of sales, and you went back to school 3 years as a full-time teacher, and you got your degree and you started teaching. And we were asking you, like, you didn't like school growing up. So, like, are you sure that you want to be a teacher? And, like, you know, you're not going to make a lot of money. And I was like, it's not about the money, Mom. It's about the impact. And she said, Shaw, you said something that day that changed my heart. And that was hard for me to hear because my mom has been a Bible teacher a long time. And so I knew it had to be something. God gave me a word that was pretty important for my mom to say that. Ultimate compliment there. But she said, You told me, you looked at me, you said, Mom, there's only two things that matter to me anymore. Number one, am I going to heaven? And I know the answer to that is yes, because I trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And number two, how many people am I taking with me? Mm-hmm. And she said, it changed everything. And I was like, wow. And so it was good for me. Gosh, that's probably been 15 years ago that those words came out of my mouth. But just a good refocus and a recalibration for me to get back to those basics and go, man, that's what it's all about.
Amen.
Right on. Hey, listen, we're going to step away here for a minute and pay a few bills. We'll be back here on the other side with Greg Wyckoff on Sunday morning. Back in on Sunday morning, Shaw Gage hanging out with Greg Wyckoff, former host of the show, now still doing Rock the Flock, but just bigger and broader and better than ever before. And man, you talked about that earlier, just, you know, how God's got you reaching out further coast to coast and even other parts of the world. And, you know, just wanted to ask you, Greg, and just say, man, you know, you've talked about some experiences. We, you know, that's what life is. It's a set of experiences. And, you know, we meet characters in life. And but it's about coming alongside each other and encouraging one another. But, man, we were talking off air earlier today, but just about, man, there was a story about a podcast that you said, man, I really would like to share that with the audience.
Well, Sean, we talked about it. You really don't. When we sit behind the microphone and we're really talking to a screen, sometimes we can't see past that screen.
Right.
You know, you're just talking into the abyss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I had a friend in Houston, Texas, and she was going to end her life one night. Mm. And started listening to the Mix Sunday Morning podcast and listened to podcast after podcast after podcast all night long. And in the morning, thank the Lord, she was still there.
Wow.
And that wasn't me. It was the wonderful guest that I had on the show, what they had to say. And it's for somebody that's in desperation like that to be able to want to listen to another one, because mm-hmm. most people would listen to one and just get out of it. But to keep listening to them all night long, it's just the power of the Lord.
Mm. So just back to back to back.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Back to back podcast all night long.
Hmm. Just searching, sounds like, right? Just searching for truth.
Just searching for something.
Answer,
and,
right?
and she knew that I had a show and found the podcast.
Wow.
And just started scrolling down through the Mix Sunday Morning podcast, and God protected her.
Man, that's phenomenal. You know, and I know you're right. Like, we, again, it's not about us, right? It's we don't do this for the glory. We don't do this for the paycheck. We don't do this for anything other than...
We certainly don't do it for the paycheck.
Yeah, peanuts, right? But, you know, it's one of those that, you know, it's about the giving back. It's about, you know, you and I have talked about this before, but being the hands and feet of Jesus, right? And that's what it's all about. And if just one person, if you're out there, if you're struggling with anything and you're... You know, God forbid it's suicide or any, you know, health diagnosis or job loss or divorce or, you know, kids that are disobedient, whatever, whatever that struggle is in life. Look, we're all, I've been talking about this with so many men in my life in the work world that I call on each, you know, customers and friends. It's like everybody is struggling, you know, and the ones that think they got it all bottled up or think they got it all together are usually the ones that are most bottled up, you know, and like ready to just to, man, blow up. But it's like, just let your hair down. It just, it's okay to talk to somebody and just most importantly, talk to God. But if you're out there and you can hear our voice, y'all, it's going to be okay. You know, we try to talk about that. I think both shows we talk about that, but man, Jesus loves you and it's going to be okay. I mean, I was reminded, you know, by a customer the other day that I'd shared a story about Tatiana, and that was the angel that I became friends with at Vanderbilt Hospital when I was going through all my chemo. And she told me, she encouraged me, and she said, you just remember this, there's always somebody that's got it worse.
Amen.
And I was like, right on. And then, you know, she became a sounding board for me and somebody that I, and she had been at Vanderbilt. She had been going through some chemo, and she was kind of tough. And, man, I needed that little kick in the pants to, and found out years later, after I'd kind of gotten done with my treatments and all that, and Janet, my wife, was the charge nurse at the Vanderbilt Cancer Clinic when I was going through all that. So God already had that lined up. But I asked her, you know, a few years later, I said, how's Tatiana? Have you heard from her? And Janet said, well, I knew you were going to ask, but she said she actually passed away a few months ago. And she said, I didn't really want to tell you because I just knew you'd be upset. Y'all are good friends. But she said, I want to tell you something about Tatiana. She said, you know, she grew up in Russia. I said, well, yeah, the accent kind of gave it away. And she said, well, she grew up in a little town you might have heard of called Chernobyl. Mm. And she was exposed to that Chernobyl, that nuclear power plant that blew up in the early 80s. She was exposed. She was like 12, 13 years old, and she was exposed to all that radiation. Shaw, she was on her fourth different type of cancer when you met her. Not fourth recurrence of the same cancer, fourth different type of cancer. And so here's Tatiana, a Russian lady in a foreign land in Nashville, Tennessee, with no friends, no family, standing there going through her fourth different kind of cancer, and God knows what kind of treatments and things and what her body felt like and all that. Standing in that curtain and in my doorway, encouraging little old stage two Sissy Shaw, you know, who was feeling sorry for himself. But when she told me that, and then I put all that together, I was like, there she was telling me, there's always somebody that's got it worse, and it was her. Mm-hmm. And it was like, man, if she can do that, man, why can't I? You know, so that's about the, you know, the giving back and the paying it forward and all that. And it's just, man, you do that with such style and with just an art, the way you come alongside these musicians who are looking, you know, it's not necessarily, they're not necessarily looking for a break. I'm sure, you know, they want to make it, you know, in the music world, but it's also, a lot of them probably have that same heart of, man, I just want to pay it back. I just want to tell people about Jesus.
They do. And they just want their gift, their music to be heard. Mm-hmm. And you would think in the Nashville area that they have all kinds of opportunities, and they don't. They have a few coffee shops, mm-hmm. because, you know, not everybody wants a Christian artist,
right,
to play.
Yeah.
And they struggle. You know, not many of them are full-time artists.
Right.
They work. They're husbands. They're wives. They have children.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have to do what God's called them to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it can be tough. And listen, I lived in the Nashville area for 18 years and had customers up there, and I'd call them in downtown Nashville, and they said, oh, what'd you come up here to do? What instrument do you play? I said, well, I can't carry a tune, much less a water bucket. And they said, oh, well, everybody up here is in country music. And I said, oh, okay, so I guess I better learn to play something. I never did, but not only in music, but, you know, that's all music. A lot of people in that area, so I can imagine even a smaller segment of music in the Christian music industry, it's got to be even harder to kind of break through. But again, hey, man, just as long as one person, right?
That's right.
As long as one person hears.
Where I thought Nashville was country, it's not week after week now because I interview artists from all over, but there are young artists who move from all over this country to Nashville, Christian artists, to find producers, to produce their music. There are artists all around this country who just travel to a producer. And I've learned that Nashville, God is doing a mighty work in Nashville.
Big time.
And the step I was talking about that is for me to go to Spring Hill, which is kind of funny that you lived in Spring Hill.
Exactly.
And that's where it begins.
Wow. That's super cool. So, super cool. All this is Spring Hill, Tennessee. Greg's talking about it, and we were kind of getting ready for this interview and setting up. I was telling him, we lived in Spring Hill for close to 18 years. So pretty, again, no coincidences there, I don't believe. So, man, Greg, it's been fun hanging out. We still got some show to do, and we're gonna step away for a few minutes, take a break, and we'll be back here on the other side with Greg Wyckoff on Sunday Morning. Sunday Morning with Shaw Gage, back in studio with Mr. Greg Wyckoff. Greg, we've had a blast today, man. It's fun. It feels like old times.
It does feel like old times.
Man, it's super cool. And you guys that have not heard Greg's voice in a while, man, I'm sure you're loving hearing it. And man, I always love having a conversation with Greg because he's always just so positive and upbeat. And man, he's bold. He's bold in his faith, and he says what he thinks, and he practices what he preaches. So I appreciate that about you, Greg. You know, we were talking kind of off air between segments just about, you know, where we are as a world. You know, you're doing Rock the Flock. I'm here on Sunday Morning, and man, we're trying to pay it forward. And I know a lot of people are out there trying to figure out, hey, how can I pay it forward? What can I do? I don't know if I've got the connections or the voice or the attitude or the patience or whatever it may be. But man, it's just that first step. It's just it's not about what I've got or what you've got, talents or materials or any of that. It's just about the willingness and that obedience. And as we were talking a little while ago, man, I just think there's a calling for the men in this world to step up and to step out and to be bold in their faith. And I'm not talking about being judgmental. I'm not talking about being argumentative. I'm not talking about, you know, being mean. I'm just talking about being bold and standing up and saying, man, I'm a child of God and Jesus loves me and he loves you too. And, you know, it's just been an amazing week this week. As I look back, I've work a regular job. I'm in sales, but man, every customer I saw this week, man, there was death. There was job loss. There was marital trouble. There was debt. There was every attack that people can face. I met somebody in my work world this week that was going through one of those. And I'm going to tell you, and my bosses are probably listening, but man, probably 10% of my week this week with customers and my language and my conversations with customers this week, maybe 10% of it was about work stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, this is true. And there's another rep working with me and he can back it up. But 90% of the conversations were about the Lord and about faith and about Jesus and about, man, what is it all about? You know, we talked earlier, you know, and I shared that with my mom about, man, there's only two things that matter to me anymore. Man, am I going to heaven, number one? I know the answer to that. And you can too if you don't know that. If you're listening out there, it's Jesus. And all you got to do is put your faith and your trust in him. And he will bless you and you'll be with him for eternity. And the second most important thing is, how many people am I taking with me? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just curious on your perspective on that. Like, man, what do you see out there? What can we do to encourage other people and to get people excited about stepping out and being bold?
Well, first, when we go to a job or place of employment, we have to realize that we're not going to work. We're going for a purpose.
I like that.
And that purpose could be your coworker. It could be a vendor, a contractor that comes in that you get to have that short season with. And I've said it, Shaw, a lot of times that if you don't take care of the shadow of the steeple, I love missions, but if you don't take care of the people right next to you, then I don't think we're doing what God has called us to do. I know that Jesus sent the 12 disciples out. Mm. He did. But if my next door neighbor doesn't know that I'm a godly man, not just in what I say, but how I conduct myself in the yard, conversing with my other neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I'm blessed to have a widow on one side. I have a widow across the street from me. And I have a young lady, single lady next to me. And it's been really kind of neat how you can't beat people on top of the head with the Bible. Mm-hmm. Some you can, some you want to. I mean, some you want to rear back as hard as you can, you know, knock them in too next week.
Right.
But we have to do it in how we speak, how we walk, and how, most importantly, how we react. Mm. Because that's what, as a Christian, I say it's like a Coke can, a Dr. Pepper can. It's really not you really don't know what's in it till you shake it up and open the top.
Right.
Okay, how do people see you, Shaw, and how do they see me when we're in a pinch? Mm-hmm. You know, do we leave Jesus to the side for a minute? Mm-hmm. Or is he still in that walk with us?
Right.
And that's the biggest thing I think we can do in our testimony to other people is no matter what happens to us, they see Jesus in us.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. When I've talked about this before, but that's the only thing we control in this world is our reaction. Mm-hmm. Nothing we can do about what Greg says to Shaw or Lee or Mike or whoever, my wife. It's no, all I control is my heart. You know, and God gave me this word a few years ago when I was teaching school, but it's our heartitude. Mm-hmm. It's the attitude of your heart. You know, it's just the old redneck word that God laid on my heart. But it's a good descriptor of, right, that's all we can control is what is our heartitude. And if we're not in God's word, if we're not prayed up, if we're not fellowshipping with other believers and staying, you know, iron sharpening iron, all that fun stuff, and then we're just pouring negative. And, you know, if you just sit around and watch the news anymore or just in social media and that's all that you're feeding into your soul, well, your reaction is not going to be, it's going to be of this world, right? But if you pour God's word in and you're in prayer and you're, you know, having conversations like we've been having and like I've been having with customers all week about, you know, the eternal questions, man, your heart's going to be full and the fruits of the Spirit are going to be on display. And it's, man, I blow it every day. I mean, I had a phenomenal day Tuesday with a coworker and a customer, and like we went to lunch and this guy's mom just passed away like a week and a half ago, and he's the boss at the company. And we're driving back and he starts opening up about 2 minutes from the plant, and we pull up to the plant and I put it in park and we're sitting in my truck and this gentleman's in the back seat, my coworker's next to me in the seat next to me, and we just start talking. And man, it was some of the most powerful spiritual, just, man, I got your back, I'm praying for you, and what's it all about? And just great conversation. Well, I get done with that, and later that evening, I'm driving home, and I call the guy, my coworker, and I said, hey, I just want to tell you that, you know, thank you so much for being a part of that conversation and taking 30 minutes to sit with John in my truck. And man, I don't care about the business. I mean, I do, but that's not why I did it, right? It's about those relationships and that encouragement that we're sitting here talking about today. And Randy just kind of paused. He said, Shaw, that wasn't 30 minutes. He said, we sat in your truck for over an hour. I had no idea. But what did that, and what I know what it meant to me, and I've talked to both of those guys separately since Tuesday, and it's like, man, it was powerful. And you had three men, all different ages, different walks of life, different denominations, if you will, and just, but man, we came together and we were just talking Jesus and grace and love and mercy, and it was like, we need more of that. And then that just parlayed the rest of the week, and it just, so man, if men out there, women too, but men, we're charging you today. Like, if you can hear our voice and you're hearing this conversation, man, God's stirring you in any way, shape, or form. Be bold. You know, it doesn't have to, you don't have to move across the world and become a missionary. I mean, if God's calling you to do that, but man, sometimes just stepping out and shaking somebody's hand or going next door and mowing somebody's yard or just a smile walking through the grocery store, man, it can be so powerful.
Our greatest commandment that God has given us is to love. Mm-hmm. And so that's all we need to do.
That's it.
Whatever that is to any person, it's like you said, it's different levels.
Yeah.
but we're to love.
That's it. That's what it's all about. And I heard one the other day, I was going to say this a minute ago, but, you know, I think we as believers, I think we want to, you know, we want that person to make a decision. You know, we want them to commit their lives to the Lord or have the faith. And you can't make that decision for somebody else. We all have our own walk. But somebody shared this with me a year or two ago, and I love it. It's a courtroom illustration. It talks about us when we get impatient or whatever. We're not the judge and we're not the jury. We're just the witness. Mm-hmm. So all we got to do is sit in that chair and testify.
That's right.
So I think that keeps it pretty simple. I a lot of times I'll push and I'll check it, but it's not me, y'all. The Holy Spirit has to do all that. So
he allows us to plant the seed.
Yeah.
And then comes the good part to pray over that seed.
Exactly.
That's when you can just step back and you pray over that seed.
Mm-hmm. And just let the Lord do it, because he's doing it. That's who's doing it anyway. Right?
Amen.
Right on. Hey, super cool. Hey, we're going to step away here for just a few minutes, and we'll be back with Greg Wyckoff on Sunday morning. Come on back in here on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage, hanging out with Greg Wyckoff from Rock the Flock. Man, this has been awesome. I can't believe we're already to the end of another show, but man, this has just been like flying by. It's been a blast hanging out with you, and man, super excited with what God's doing with your ministry and where he's taking you and where he's already taking you, but where he's taking you now. And so, man, any charge you want to give out there to the people listening? And
I brought a verse.
Oh, right on.
And it's a challenge. It's kind of a little challenge, too. It comes from Luke 19, and it's verse 40.
Okay.
And it says, "He answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out, don't be a rock." Okay? Don't let the rocks cry out. We have the opportunity every day. Everybody tells you, when you get up, you have an opportunity every day to do something. Well, let your opportunity to be to share the love and the joy of the Lord. Because I don't want a rock to stand be next to me when I stand before the King of Kings on that day. And the Lord would tell me that rock cried out to me and you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm not going to give that rock that opportunity.
Yeah, I like that. Wow. That's good.
So
take advantage of the opportunities you have, right? And be joyful in all things.
And you mentioned it earlier, and this is the last thing. You said people, they're going through a tough time in life, or some people dread getting up. Some people dread looking at their emails. Some people dread going to their mailbox. Well, there was a man who was accused wrong. He did nothing wrong. Okay, you're talking about having a bad day. He was beaten. His skin was literally ripped off his body. And did he do anything wrong? No, he didn't. He was hung on a cross. His side was pierced. And when he was thirsty, they gave him vinegar to drink. Now, compare that to any bad day that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no meeting with a boss. There's no meeting with a principal. There's no meeting at the courthouse that could ever top that.
No.
And not only did Jesus go to the cross for our sin and to give us eternal life, he gave us the perfect example that no matter what we walk through, praise him. Because it's not all flat. That your life's been that way, my life's been that way. There are mountains, there are valleys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's with you at the top of that mountain, and he's with you in that valley. So just let Jesus be the Lord of your life.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we talk about, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low. Well, if Shaw's in control, I'm going to get high, I'm going to get low, you know. But when you lean into the Lord and just trust him, he's going to keep you at that steady, excuse me, I'm not saying you're not going to have bad days or hard times. You're going to have good times and good times, you know, all that. But at the same time, if you just trust him, you know, it keeps that reaction we were talking about in one of the last segments, right? That's all we can control as human beings. I can't control the outside forces of this world. I can't control things that are coming. I can't control the national media. Mm-hmm. I can't even control the state or the local media, right? All I can control is what is Shaw's reaction when somebody does something to me, good, bad, or indifferent. And like you said earlier in the show, it's not always, people are watching, right? And so we've got to be careful. We've always got to be on guard, and we got to make sure that whether we're in the front yard or the backyard or anywhere in between, riding down to, I pick on myself about Highway 280 traffic. That's where the Lord's working on me lately. But, you know, I would be embarrassed if people saw me sometimes on 280, because here I am. I was driving with my son the other day. He was in town for a few days, and it's kind of like when he was in middle school again. I got to drive him around, take him to his job and all that. And, you know, I said, son, one thing I've realized, and the guys really, it sounds kind of simple, but I drive a lot in my job. And I said, Highway 280 has just been kind of that, where the Lord's been working on me, right? And I said, what I've realized is, why do I get worked up in traffic? A, it's just silly, but B, like, I don't own that. I don't own any part of that road, right? I mean, it's not Shaw's Highway 280. It's not Shaw's anything. Everybody else is trying to get somewhere too. So just sit back, relax, and man, see what happens, and just enjoy the show. Don't get all stressed out. So kind of where guys got me on that.
And you live that too, because I texted you on the way into the studio, and I'm stuck by the train in town. Everybody hates the train here in town. And I like to be on time.
Right.
And you came right back and said, no rush.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
All good.
Well, Shaw, you are an amazing host to an incredible show, and that you've taken to a totally different place. God has blessed it. God has blessed you. And just thank you, brother.
Well, man, I appreciate that and your kind words. And, man, you set the bar. And, man, it just, you know, I remember coming in and going, how am I going to do this? And I just, like we've talked about, I just said, God, you give me what I need to say. I'm not Greg. I'm not anybody else. I'm just going to be me. And so I appreciate your encouragement. I appreciate your kind words. And likewise, man, super proud of you. And, man, what God's got, where God has you, and the impact that you're having through Rock the Flock. And I know, because I know some of them, I taught some of them, and I know some of their parents that are musicians too. But, man, you're having an impact in that world. And it's just super cool. And it's going to be fun to watch how God continues to expand your platform and just blesses you for what you're doing. So thank you as well.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, you taught me that. I'll tell you one last quick story. I went to Spring Hill, Tennessee to meet a person, a big person in Christian music. I thought that person was going to help me. And in turn, in our conversation, I could help those artists. I left that meeting and I couldn't get in touch with that person again. Mm. And I was mad.
Yeah.
I was frustrated. I took off work. I drove all the way up there. This was supposed to work. Mm. And driving home from work one day, I was pulling up to a stop sign on Arco Dairy Road. And as I was pulling up, it just hit me. The Lord spoke to me. And he said, Greg, I have you.
Mm.
And I wasn't boasting about the show being booked out 3 months earlier in the show. From that day, that's when the show started booking three months out.
Wow. Isn't that cool?
So just know, and it's just to tell the listeners, God's got you. You said it. He's got you. Mm. Don't worry. He's got you.
Yeah, he does. I mean, there's no greater safety net in this world than the Lord, right? My good friend Barbara up in Tennessee, she passed away about a year ago. And I used to say we lost her, but man, God found her. She's with Jesus, and there's no doubt in my mind. But her saying was, let go and let God. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm reminded of that from time to time, and you made me think of that just by what you said. So super cool. Hey, listen, been a blast hanging out with you this morning. Thanks for your sharing where you are. Thanks for the stories and the encouragement. And man, we're going to be continuing to watch you and listen to you, and man, just what God's doing in your life. And we're going to have to come back and do this again, man. This has been really, really cool. And man, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come hang out with us here on Sunday morning.
Well, may God continue to bless you and your family, Shaw.
Likewise, you too, Greg, and thanks again. Thank you for listening out there. Hope you've enjoyed it. Going to be back here next week on Sunday morning. Check out Rock the Flock. Where can we hear you?
Sunday nights on 89.7. That's WJHO. You can, from 7 to 9 p.m., or you can stream online at 897WJHO.org. Or when you listen to the Mixed Sunday Morning podcast and you get the newest one from Shaw, flip over to the Rock the Flock podcast on Spotify, and you'll never, never know what artist you may be listening to.
Awesome. That's cool. And hey, listen, expand your horizon, listen to some new music, and hey, you never know who you're going to hear, right?
Right.
Awesome. Keep up the great work, Greg. Thanks for being a part of it. And listeners, we'll be back next week on Sunday morning. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.